Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamist State finance minister also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter announced Iman's death.
We are systematically eliminating ISIL's cabinet. Indeed, the U.S. military killed several key ISIL terrorists this week, including, we believe, Haji Iman.
Carter also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces. Belgium prosecutors say three people have been detained in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a French national in Paris, suspected of plotting a new attack. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of the U.S. support in the wake of this week's Brussels attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Secretary Kerry also laid a wreath at Brussels Airport, one of the two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. An investigation into two prominent Egyptian activists has renewed concerns about the ability of human rights groups to operate under the Sisi government. Two are banned from traveling abroad or assessing their assets before an April 20th hearing into whether or not they accepted illegal foreign funding. This is VOA News. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr has threatened increased protest if Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi does not enact government reforms to address corruption and cronyism within the government. Sadr's followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concerns the protest could endanger Iraq's security, but has yet to act on reforms that he announced in February. Two of Turkey's leading journalists, Can Dündar and Erim Gül, are on trial for spying charges reporting that the government was shipping arms to Islamists in Syria. The story now from Dorian Jones and Istanbul.
The courthouse was packed with supporters of the two journalists, as well as human rights groups and senior Western diplomats. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has repeatedly intervened in the case, saying the journalists will be severely punished. If convicted on espionage charges, they face 30 years behind bars. Last month, the Constitutional Court dismissed the case as a violation of media and individual freedom and ordered the journalists released from pre-trial detention. In a controversial move, however, this other lower court is continuing with the case and ruled that proceedings will be held in secret. Human rights groups and Ankara's Western allies are voicing growing criticism over the case and the wider ongoing crackdown on the media. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
South Korean activists have dropped tens of thousands of propaganda leaflets on a border city of North Korea to commemorate the sixth anniversary of the killing of a sinking, that is, of a South Korean ship in which 46 sailors were lost. Seoul blames Pyongyang for sinking and in return suspended trade and investment ties. Tensions between the two Koreas rose earlier this year when North Korea tested a nuclear missile in early January, followed by a long-range rocket launch in February. Tens of thousands of Rolling Stones fans streamed into a sports complex in Havana, Cuba, for a free concert Friday night. Stones arrived in Havana Thursday, and Mick Jagger immediately told reporters he and his bandmates were excited about being in Cuba.
Time changes everything, and so we're very pleased to be here, and I'm sure it's going to be a great show. We better get ready, get our set list together. I think it's great. We're very pleased to be here.
For many years, the Rolling Stones' music was banned in Cuba because it was thought to be subversive. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.